Ja, schön. Hare Krishna, I once again welcome all of you to Bhakti Sangha Japa conference call. So let us move to our next session, that is Sri Chaitanya Bhagavata. So today's class will be given by Her Grace, our dear Chinmay Varaj Priya Mataji, on the topic of Srimad Sri Chaitanya Bhagavata, Madhya Khanda. I'm sorry, my computer is giving some trouble. Yeah, Madhya Khanda, 5.104 to 5.120. Thank you, thank you, Mataji, Chinmay Vraj Priya Mataji, for giving your association and enlightening us on this topic. Before handing the call to you, I would like to read Srila Prabhupada's quote, Mataji. Give me 1 minute. I'm just pulling out the quote.
Yeah, it is there on the screen, Mataji.
Okay, sure. Thank you, Mataji. November 15th. Philosophy is the highest, but even higher than philosophy is practice of philosophy. So if you simply remain pure, your preaching will have effect. Letter to Brihaspati, November 15th, 1971. Jai Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna, Chinmay Vraj Priya Mataji. Please take over the call, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Mataji, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, all glories to Srila Gurudev. Thank you, Mataji, for your warm welcome.
Hare Krishna Mataji.
Totally not qualified to talk on the Supreme Lord's pastimes, not qualified to talk even a word on Chaitanya Bhagavat. Thank you, Preeti Vilasini Mataji. Still, you shower your mercy on me and give me this chance. I take it just to purify me. So today we'll be glorifying mostly Lord Nityananda Prabhu, and what better way to purify ourselves? So with that, we'll start. We'll start with prayers. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjanashalakaya चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यामनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम् वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतापदकमलम् श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातां सहगणरघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवम् श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च हे कृष्णा करुणा सिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कान्ता राधाकान्त नमोऽस्तु ते तप्त कांचना गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिन्निति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादी पाश्चात्यादेशतारिणे पञ्चतत्त्वात्मकं कृष्णं भक्तरूपस्वरूपकं भक्तावतारं भक्ताख्यं नमामि भक्ति शक्तिकम् जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंदा श्री अद्वैता गदाधारा श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंदा हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्णा हरे 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 रामा राम रामा हरे हरे मुखं करोति वाचालं पङ्गुं लङ्घयते गिरिं यत्कृपा तमहं वन्दे श्रीगुरुं दीनतारिणं परमानन्दं माधवं श्रीचैतन्यमीश्वरं हरिः ओं तत्सत् हरे कृष्ण सो वी आर इन चैप्टर 5 ऑफ चैतन्य भागवत मध्य खंड एंड वी आर इन अ सेक्शन वेयर Nityananda Prabhu is asked to do Vyasa Puja. I mean, Vyasa Puja of Nityananda Prabhu is going on. And this is going on in Srivas Pandit Prabhu's house. Srivas Pandit Prabhu nicely offers all the prayers, everything. And then he gives a garland to Nityananda Prabhu and asks him to garland Vyasadeva and recite the mantras. So Nityananda Prabhu takes the garland. But he just holds the garland in his hand and murmurs something and doesn't garland Vyasadeva. At that time, Srivas Pandit goes to Mahaprabhu and says, see, your Sripad is not honoring Vyasadeva. Vishwambhar comes, stands in front of Nityananda Prabhu and says, what is this, Nityananda? Go ahead, garland Vyasadeva and perform the Vyasa Puja quickly. And then Nityananda Prabhu garlands Mahaprabhu himself. And then Mahaprabhu becomes very pleased with this and shows the Shadbhuja form to Nityananda Prabhu. With this, Nityananda Prabhu gets into ecstasy and he falls unconscious. So when he falls unconscious, there is no sign of life in him. And then all the devotees around, they become very scared. And they start saying, oh, Krishna, Krishna, please protect him. And then Vishwambhar himself takes Nityananda Prabhu on his lap and revives him. And he says, wake up, Nityananda, steady your mind and see that the reason why you have come has started. You have come to start this congregation. Congregational chanting, and it has already started. So look at this. And then Mahaprabhu says, anyone who maintains even the slightest envy of you is never dear to me, even if he worships me. So saying this, hearing this, Nityananda Prabhu regains his consciousness and he is filled with ecstasy on seeing the Shadbhuja form. So we'll go on with today's verses, beginning from text 104. So, yeah, the first verse. Ye ananta hridaye vaisena gora chandra seyi prabhu avismaya jana nityananda. Know for certain that Ananta, in whose heart Gaurachandra resides, is non-different from Nityananda. That Ananta Deva, in whose heart Gaurachandra resides, is none other than Nityananda. There is no cause for astonishment or doubt in this regard. Know without doubt that Sri Nityananda Prabhu is Balarama. Text 105. So here, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada is making it very clear to us that Nityananda Prabhu is none other than that Supreme Personality of Godhead, Balarama himself. So text 105. Chaya bhuja drishtitane konad bhuta avatara anurupa isaba kautuka. The manifestation of the Lord's six-armed form is not astonishing, for all such manifestations are simply pastimes of his various incarnations. a commentary by Bhaktisiddhanta Prabhupada, Saraswati Prabhupada. Sri Nityananda Prabhu's darshana of Gaurasundara's six-armed form is not at all surprising. Such remarkable forms are manifest according to the requirement of Gaura's pastimes. Sri Gaurasundara is the source of all incarnations. Therefore, for him to hold the plow and club of his expansion and the four weapons of his Vishnu form is not at all amazing. So we know these were the, this was the Shadbhuja form. The Lord manifests different kinds of Shadbhuja forms to different personalities. But this was the form he manifested to Nityananda Prabhu. He was holding his, the four Shankha, Chakra, Gada and Padma of the Vishnu Tattva, Vishnu form. And then he was holding the club and plow of Nityananda Ram himself. So, Sri Nityananda Prabhu is capable of seeing his own plow and club and the four weapons such as the conch and disc in the hands of the Lord, who is the origin of all Vishnu Tattvas. That is why Srila Kaviraj Goswami has acknowledged that the Tattvas or the truths like Swayam Rupa, Prakasha and Avatara are included in He who is known by the name Krishna Chaitanya. So yesterday also Prabhuji was touched this verse, said it's a very, very important verse where the Swayam Rupa, Krishna Stu Bhagavan Swayam, Krishna himself, along with all his prakashas, his avataras, and also the Shakti and Bhaktas, everybody. I'm sorry, not the Bhaktas, the Shakti, everybody, they're all in the Lord. And the prakasha or expansion, avatara or incarnation, the shaktis or energy and the bhaktas, devotees, are not separate from the Swayam Rupa or the original personality of Godhead. Within Krishna Chaitanya, all of them are individually included with simultaneously distinct characteristics. So they are all included within the Lord, but at the same time, they have different features. So this is Achintya Bheda Abheda. And to demonstrate this, the Lord displayed his six-armed form to Srila Nityananda Prabhu. So let me try to share this. Can you all see this, Matajis?
Yes, Mataji, we can see you are sharing screen.
Some improvement in this technically dead person, Mataji. I had to, I couldn't say all this. Thank you, Mata. So this is, Krishna is himself in his Swayam Rupa, the original form of Krishna, who is nothing but a cowherd boy always in Vrindavan. So he expands as Swayam Prakasha. That is his own expansion. So Swayam Prakasha can be of two types. They can be Prabhava Prakasha or Vaibhava Prakasha. Prabhava Prakasha is the forms of the Lord which he takes when he assumes unlimited forms to expand himself with unlimited gopis in the Rasa dance, or when he marries the 16,100 princesses whom he rescues from Narakasura, and also when he to show how a regular householder should be, he expands himself in the palaces of all the 16,108 queens, and he plays different roles. So all these are Prabhava Prakashas. What is Vaibhava Prakasha? Vaibhava Prakasha is the form of the Supreme Lord himself. It is slightly different and the mood could be different. So that is our Balram. And also, when the Lord appeared in the mother, in the womb of Mother Devaki, he appears as first Narayana form, which Prabhupada says is Prabhava Prakasha. And then when Mother Devaki asks him to assume the two-handed form, he assumes in the two-handed baby form. And that is again Vaibhava Prakasha. Now, all the other expansions and further down incarnations come from Balaram. Balaram is the root cause of all the expansions. So from Balaram come Tadekatma Rupas. So these are the Vilasa forms for the pastimes. They start manifesting. And Vilasa can also be divided into Prabhava Vilasa and Vaibhava Vilasa forms. The Prabhava Vilasa is the first Chaturvyuha form, the first Chaturvyuha which takes place. Vasudeva Sankarsana Pradyumna Aniruddha. So as you all can see, all this is taking place in Goloka Vrindavan. The next expansion, the Vaibhava Vilasa, will take place in the other Vaikuntha planets. So that is the form of Lord Narayana. And from Lord Narayana, the Mula Sankarsana will give rise to Narayana. And from Lord Narayana, the second Chaturvyuha forms take place. Vasudeva Sankarsana Pradyumna Aniruddha. So these, the second Chaturvyuha forms, will give rise to 24 types of Vishnu Tattvas who occupy different planetary systems in the Vaikuntha Loka. Now, this second Sankarsana will give rise to the Purushavataras. So the first Purushavatara is Karanodakashayi Vishnu. Karanodakashayi Vishnu is the Mahavishnu who lies on the causal ocean, the Karana ocean, and he is the Paramatma of the entire material creation. And then from Karanodakashayi Vishnu, we have Garbhodakashayi Vishnu. It is also said Garbhodakashayi Vishnu comes from Pradyumna. And Garbhodakashayi Vishnu is the Paramatma of the particular material universe. And then we have Kshirodakashayi Vishnu, who is the Paramatma of each and every individual Jiva. And also he enters into each and every atom. So this Kshirodakashayi Vishnu will further give rise to various incarnations. We have the Leela Avataras, we have the Guna Avataras, we have the Shaktyavesh Avataras, we have the Yuga Avataras, we have the Manvantara Avataras. All these avataras, they take place in the material world. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the origin of all these expansions and incarnations which take place. So that is what is being told in this verse. We'll move on to the next verse.
Raghunath Prabhuyena Pindadana Kaila Pratyaksha Hayataha Dasharatha Laila.
When Lord Ramachandra offered oblation to his father, Dasharatha, he directly accepted them. Commentary by Srila Prabhupada. When Ramachandra, during his pastimes, offered oblations to his father, Dasharatha, his father personally came and accepted them. In the same way, when Sri Nityananda Prabhu offered the garland in worship of Sri Gaurasundara, he saw the Lord as having six arms. So, when the Supreme Lord himself offered oblations to his father directly came and accepted the oblations. So, the same way, Nityananda Prabhu, when he offered the garland of honor to Mahaprabhu, Mahaprabhu being pleased, showed his Shadbhuja form to increase the ecstasy of Nityananda Prabhu.
Seyadi adbhuta tabe eho adabhuta nishchaya sakala ei krishnera kotuka.
If that was wonderful, then this is also, know for certain that they are all Krishna's sporting pastimes. If Dasharatha's acceptance of oblations from Ramachandra can create astonishment in ordinary people, then why shouldn't this incident also create astonishment? These are all Krishna's transcendental pastimes. So these are all Krishna's sporting transcendental pastimes, and this was to increase the ecstasy of Nityananda Prabhu. The Lord did it. टेक्स्ट 108.
नित्यानंद स्वरूपेर स्वभाव सर्वथा तिलार्धे कैदास्यात् भाव नहय अन्यथा. द नेचुरल कैरेक्टरिस्टिक ऑफ नित्यानंद, सॉरी, द नेचुरल कैरेक्टरिस्टिक ऑफ नित्यानंद स्वरूप इज दैट ही कैन नॉट गिव अप द मूड ऑफ सर्विटरशिप फॉर इवन अ मोमेंट. इन हिज पास टाइम्स एज अ स्पॉन्टेनियस सर्वेंट, श्री नित्यानंद स्वरूप इज नेवर डिवॉइड ऑफ द मेंटेलिटी ऑफ सर्विस टू द लॉर्ड फॉर इवन अ फ्रैक्शन ऑफ अ सेकेंड. ही कॉन्स्टेंटली सर्व्स गौरसुंदरा इन ऑल रिस्पेक्ट्स एंड डज नॉट एंडियवर फॉर एनीथिंग एल्स. This is confirmed in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Leela, 5th chapter, 120 verse. So let's go to that verse. Seite ananta shesha bhakta avatara Ishwarera seva vina nahi jane ara. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. That Ananta Shesha is the devotee incarnation of Godhead. He knows nothing but service to Lord Krishna. So in purport, I'll pick a few things from the purport. Srila Prabhupada says, Sri Ananta Deva has thousands of faces and is fully independent. Always ready to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he waits upon him constantly. Sankarsana is the first expansion of Vasudeva. And because he appears by his own will, he is also called Swarat, fully independent. Though Ananta Shesha is fully independent, his only desire is to serve the Supreme Lord. He is therefore infinite and transcendental to all limits of time and space. He himself appears as the thousand-headed Shesha. Then Srila Prabhupada narrates a beautiful pastime. In the Skanda Purana, in the Ayodhya Mahatmya chapter, the demigod Indra requested Lord Shesha, who was standing before him as Lakshmana, please go to your eternal abode, Vishnu Loka, where your expansion Shesha with his serpentine hoods is also present. After thus dispatching Lakshmana to the regions of Patala, Lord Indra returned to his own abode. This quotation indicates that Sankarsana of the quadruple form descends with Lord Rama as Lakshmana. When Lord Rama disappears, Shesha again separates himself from the personality of Lakshmana. Shesha then returns to his own abode in the Patala regions. And Lakshmana returns to his abode in the Vaikuntha. So, this makes it very clear how Shesha is none other than Lakshmana and Nityananda Prabhu. Go to text 109. Lakshmanera Swabhava Yehena Anukshana सीता वल्लभेरा दास्या मन प्राण धाना. The natural characteristic of Lakshmana is to always serve the beloved Lord of Sita with his mind, life and wealth. Just as Lakshmana exhibits eternal spontaneous service propensities in the service of Sita's beloved Lord Ramachandra, Nityananda also exhibits constant uninterrupted endeavors in the service of Lord Gaurachandra. So, actually, it is the continuation of the same purport where Srila Prabhupada says there are two features of Shesha. Shesha manifests as the bearer of the globes, the Sankarsana, the Ananta Shesha, who bears, he has 1,000 hoods, and on each hood, millions of universes, on the hoods, millions of universes are situated. So this is how he supports the entire material creation. So that Shesha is a potent incarnation of Sankarsana. And also, there is the bedstead servitor form of Ananta Shesha. So who is this bedstead servitor? He is the eternal servitor. So he serves Lord in all forms. He becomes the Lord's slippers, he becomes the Lord's couch, he becomes the Lord's pillows, he becomes the Lord's throne, he becomes the Lord's sacred thread, he becomes the Lord's garments, he becomes whatever the Lord wants, that he becomes to the Lord and serves the Supreme Lord. So that is the glory of Lord Anantadeva. And then it is also said Nityananda Ram has come in the same mood and he is serving Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the same mood of servitorship all the time. So for this, we thought of a pastime. This is from Chaitanya Bhagavat, Antyakhanda, chapter 5. This is where Mahaprabhu he travels to Shantipur and other places and comes to Neelachal. And when he comes to Neelachal and he starts residing there, at that time, many devotees from Gaudadesh, they decide to move also to Neelachal and serve the Supreme Lord there. So many of them, they renounce everything and they move for good to Neelachal to serve the Supreme Lord. One among them was our Nityananda Prabhu. And what was the mood of Nityananda Prabhu at this time? I'll read this verse. Sadaye japena nama Shri Krishna Chaitanya Swapne onahika Nityananda mukhe anya. He constantly chanted the name Shri Krishna Chaitanya. Even in his dream, he would not speak anything else. So that was our Nityananda Prabhu. He was always chanting Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Shri Krishna Chaitanya. And the Lord is very happy with Nityananda Prabhu. And the two brothers are having, there is lots of love and attachment between them, just like Rama and Lakshmana. And the two brothers are having a very nice time in Neelachal. And then one day, our Gaurasundara calls this Nityananda Prabhu to a solitary place and says, listen, O magnanimous Nityananda, you have to go quickly to Navadvipa. Why? Because I have personally promised by my own lotus mouth to inundate all these fools, the fallen and the poor. In what will he inundate? Happiness of ecstatic love. I want to flood them with Krishna Prema happiness. And who else can do it but you? And if you also remain silent like a muni and you have renounced your magnanimous nature also, then tell me who will deliver all these fools and wretched souls who have fallen into material life. So this is Gauranga Mahaprabhu's mercy. He has come just to take care of those people who have no hope at all. He says, Mahaprabhu says, you are the distributor of the mellows of devotional service. If you hide them, then what is the use of your incarnation in this world? So this is what Mahaprabhu asks Nityananda Prabhu. And Mahaprabhu says, now, if you wish to fulfill my promise, then you should go to Bengal without delay. And then Mahaprabhu says one very nice verse. He says, Murkhani chapatita dukhita yata jana bhakti diya karagiya sabare mochana. Deliver the fools, the wretched, the fallen and distressed by giving them devotional service. So this my Srila Gurudev has told so many times. He says, Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu have come to deliver four kinds of people who otherwise have no hope at all. First is Murkha, that is the fools. And second is Nichu, who are the lowborn or the wretched. And third is Patit, fallen. And fourth is distressed, who are always in some kind of material distress. So these, to deliver the most fallen people, these two avatars have come. And just to fulfill the internal desire of Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, whose life and soul is Mahaprabhu, he decided to go to Gaudadesh. And Mahaprabhu himself could, Nityananda Prabhu himself could not see the distress of the people around him. So he said, yes, I will immediately start my journey to Godadesh. And Mahaprabhu gave him a group of associates. So these were all eternal servants of Nityananda Prabhu. And with them, Nityananda Prabhu starts his journey to Godadesh. This is a beautiful journey he does. And Nityananda Prabhu and his associates are totally immersed there, immersed in Krishna Prema. And they are joyously traveling. And wherever they go, whomever they see, they immerse that person, that jiva also with Krishna Prema. And as they are traveling, and they are so immersed in love that they deviate and they start going into some other village. And then they suddenly get their external consciousness and they see they are somewhere and they don't know where they are. Then they ask some villagers, oh, which is the route to Bengal? And the villagers say, oh, you have come so far away from that route. You have to go this way. And then they go again to that path. And again, they lose themselves. So, and whomever they were seeing, they were immersing them with love of Krishna. So this was the beginning of the auspicious task of Nityananda Prabhu of delivering the world. And he began it this way. Yes, so we continue with the text 110. एहि मत नित्यानंद स्वरूपे रमान चैतन्य चंद्रेर दास्य प्रीत अनुक्षण. In this way, the mind of Nityananda Swarupa is always pleased in the service of Sri Chaitanya Chandra. Anukshana, every kshana, every moment, his mind is thinking of how to please Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. यद्यपिह अनंत ईश्वर निराश्रय सृष्टि स्थिति प्रलयेर हेतु जगन्माया. He is the unlimited, independent controller and the cause of universal creation, maintenance and annihilation. So as I showed that chart, Balaram, from Balaram comes the first Chaturvyuha. From the first Chaturvyuha come, from Sankarsana comes Narayana. From Narayana comes the second Chaturvyuha. And from that Sankarsana comes Karanodakashayi Vishnu. And this Karanodakashayi Vishnu, when there is a need to create, he glances at Pradhana. Pradhana is the material nature which is unmanifested. The modes here are not active. So he glances Pradhana, and with that glance, he transfers all the jivas, their kala, their swabhava, their karma, everything to the Pradhana. Then with the infusion of the jivas, the Pradhana gets agitated. And when she gets agitated, she gets converted to Mahatattva. And with Mahatattva, the modes start acting up. And Mahatattva then gets transformed to Ahankara. And this is nothing but predominant mode of ignorance, the false ego. And this has to come for the jivas to get there. Bodies and for them to start being in this material world. So then Garbhodakashayi Vishnu will create Brahmaji, and Brahmaji will start creating, the secondary creation will start. And we have Kshirodakashayi Vishnu also, who is the Paramatma of every Jiva. So all this is happening because of Balaram. So I forgot to read the commentary by Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur. Although Lord Vishnu is without limit, he is the Lord of all and not fit for accepting subordination to any other object. He enters into all universes and establishes himself as the cause of their creation, maintenance and annihilation. So because of these Gunavatara, the Kshirodakashayi Vishnu then manifests as Gunavataras, And with these gunavataras, the creation, maintenance, and annihilation takes place. I forgot to tell one thing about Nityananda Prabhu when he was traveling with the previous verse. So Nityananda Prabhu, how was he spreading this love of Godhead to everybody was by two things. One was with his merciful glance and merciful glance and merciful dance. So these are the two ways in which he was. Hare Krishna Mataji, something is happening. I don't know. Okay. No, I don't. I'm okay now, Mataji. Something was happening in my screen. So merciful glance and merciful dance. These were the two things by which Nityananda Prabhu gives Krishna Prema to every jiva. Any jiva who just wants to keep Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his heart. That is all. That is all the requirement. Jejana Goranga Bole. Whoever says Goranga, say ho yamara pranare. He is Nityananda Prabhu's heart and he will give us Krishna Prema. But we need to be sincere in that one desire. Okay, so we will move on to text 112. Sarva srishti tiro bhava ye samaye haya takhana o ananta rupa satya veda vedekhaya. So it is stated in the Vedas that at the time of final dissolution, the Lord in his form of ananta remains unaffected. Commentary, the Vedic literatures describe Ananta as the unlimited, independent controller who enters into all universes and who is the only cause of the creation, maintenance, and annihilation of this visible world. Nevertheless, to conduct these activities, he manifests within the material creation at the appropriate time his form of Ananta. So, yeah. So this is glorification of Lord Ananta. So I thought we will go to fifth canto Srimad Bhagavatam and read some glories of Lord Ananta. Okay. So this is Shukadeva Goswami. Talking to Parikshit Maharaj and describing the glories of Lord Ananta, the fifth canto, where he describes the entire material creation. So Shukadeva Goswami tells Parikshit Maharaj, approximately 240,000 miles beneath the planet Patala lives another incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is the expansion of Lord Vishnu, known as Lord Ananta or Lord Sankarsana. He is always in transcendental position, but because he is worshipped by Lord Shiva, the deity of Tamoguna or darkness, he is sometimes called Tamasi. Lord Ananta is the predominating deity of the material mode of ignorance as well as the false ego of all conditioned souls. So when a jiva starts thinking, I am the enjoyer and this world is for me to enjoy, that is being given by Sankarsana. But unfortunately, he grants us that because that is our desire. So he immerses us in false ego because we want to get immersed in false ego. Thus, the mundane conditioned soul thinks himself the Supreme Lord. This great universe, situated on one of Lord Anantadeva's thousands of hoods, appears just like a white mustard seed. It is infinitesimal compared to the hood of Lord Ananta. So our universe is just like one small white mustard seed in that big hood of Lord Ananta. At the time of devastation, when Lord Anantadeva desires to destroy the entire creation, he becomes slightly angry. Then, From between his two eyebrows appear the three-eyed Rudra carrying a trident. This Rudra, who is also known as Sankarsana, is the embodiment of the 11 Rudras, and he appears to devastate the entire creation. Now let's go to the beautiful form of the Lord. The pink transparent toenails on the Lord's lotus feet are exactly like valuable gems polished to a mirror finish. And when the unalloyed devotees and the leaders of the snakes offer their obeisances to Lord Sankarsana with great devotion, they become very joyful upon seeing their own beautiful faces reflected in his toenails. So beautiful. The devotees see their reflection on the Lord's toenails. The toenails are so beautiful. The devotees' cheeks are decorated with glittering earrings, and the beauty of their faces is extremely pleasing to see. And why are they so beautiful? Because they have come to serve the Supreme Lord. And now, how are the Lord's arms? Lord Ananta's arms are attractively long, beautifully decorated with bangles, and his arms are completely spiritual. They appear white, so they appear like silver columns. And when the beautiful princesses of the serpent kings, hoping for the Lord's auspicious blessing, they come and they serve the Supreme Lord. They smear his arms with aguru pulp, sandalwood pulp, and kumkuma. So when they are smearing the Lord's limbs, the touch of his limbs awakens lusty desires in these beautiful princesses. And the Lord understands their minds, and he simply looks at them and gives a merciful smile. Now these princesses, they realize that the Lord knows their desires, and they become bashful. They then smile beautifully and look upon the Lord's beautiful lotus face, and his face is beautified by the reddish eyes, and which are rolling slightly from intoxication. And it is delighted by the love for his devotees. The Lord loves his devotees so much that seeing these little princesses serving him, the Lord is delighted. Lord Sankarsana is the ocean of unlimited spiritual qualities, and thus he is known as Ananta Deva. He is non-different from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. For the welfare of the living entities within this material world, he resides in his abode, restraining his anger and intolerance. The only reason the Lord is here is just because he loves us. That is all. Shukadeva Goswami then continued, the demigods, the demons, the uragas, that is the serpentine demigods, the siddhas, the gandharvas, the vidyadharas, and highly elevated sages, they are all constantly offering prayers to the Lord. And because the Lord is intoxicated, he looks a little bewildered, and his eyes, they appear like flowers in full bloom, and his eyes are moving to and fro. He pleases his personal associates with sweet vibrations emanating from his mouth. And what is Lord Ananta saying? We know that Lord Ananta with his thousand hoods is constantly glorifying the Lord. That's what he is giving back to his devotees. Dressed in bluish garments and wearing a single earring, he holds a plow on his back with his two beautiful and well-constructed hands. Appearing as white as the heavenly King Indra, he wears a golden belt around his waist, a Vaijayanti garland of ever-fresh tulsi blossoms around his neck. And bees intoxicated by the honey-like fragrance of the tulsi flowers hum very sweetly around the garland, which thus becomes more and more beautiful. In this way, the Lord enjoys his very magnanimous pastimes. If a person who is very serious about being liberated from material life hears the glories of Lord Ananta Deva from the mouth of a spiritual master in the chain of disciplic succession, and if they always meditate upon Sankarsana, then what does the Lord do? The Lord enters the core of our hearts, vanquishes all the dirty contamination of the material modes of nature, and cuts to pieces the hard knot within the heart, which has been tied tightly since time immemorial, And how is this not tied tightly? By our desire to dominate the material nature through fruitive activities. And who is singing the glories of Lord Ananta? Narada Muni, who is in his father's assembly, in Lord Brahma's assembly, he's constantly singing the glories of Lord Ananta. So, this is the glories of Lord Ananta, and our Nityananda Prabhu is none other than this Lord Ananta. Next, 113. Tatapi Hashri Ananta Devera Swabhava Niravadhi Prema Dasya Bhave Anuraga. Still, the natural characteristic of Sri Ananta Deva is to remain constantly attached to the loving service of the Lord. Commentary. Although from the material point of view, Ananta manifests the characteristic of being subordinate to the Lord, he always remains situated as the object of service in the mood of servant. His constitutional position is never distorted by giving up the worship of his worshipable Lord. Oh, next 114. Yuge yuge prati avatare avatare svabhavata haradasya bhujaha vichare. Consider carefully how in every yuga and in every incarnation, it is his natural characteristic to remain the servant of the Lord. So every yuga, the Lord Ananta appears with the Supreme Lord. So when Lord Narasimha Deva appeared in Satya Yuga, he appeared as Ananta Shesha or with on top of Narasimha Dev, and also the paraphernalia, all the ornaments, whatever Narasimha Dev wore, everything is our Ananta Deva as usual. Then in Treta Yuga, he appeared as Lakshmana and served the Supreme Lord. Eternally, he served him. And Dwapara Yuga, he appeared as Balram, his elder brother. And again in Kali Yuga, he appeared as our dear Nityananda Prabhu. Shri Lakshmana Avatare Anujahaiya Niravadhi Sevena Ananta Dasya Paiya. In his incarnation as Lakshmana, Ananta is the Lord's younger brother and is always engaged in serving the Lord. Annapani Nidra Chhadi Shri Rama Charana Seviyao Akankshana Pure Anukshana. Although he gave up eating, drinking and sleeping to constantly serve the lotus feet of Sri Rama, he was still not satisfied. The mood is so beautiful. He is serving the Supreme Lord, but still he is not satisfied with the service, our Lakshmana. So unlike me, I do a little teeny weeny bit of service and I'll be elated for so many weeks after that. Shri Lakshmana gave up drinking, eating and sleeping and constantly remained busy in the service of Sri Ramachandra. Yet he considered his service inadequate. Lakshmana's desire to serve Sri Rama was never satiated. So expansive was his service attitude. Cheshta hai yo balarama avatare Dasya Yoga Kabhuna Chhadilena Antare. Although in his incarnation as Balarama, he was the elder brother. He never gave up the mood of service from his heart. So we could say that Lakshmana is younger brother of the Lord. So the mood of younger brother is always to serve. So that is natural. But even when he came as older brother, Balram retained his service, the mode of servitorship. So our Saraswati Prabhupada says, the relationship of servant manifested by Lakshmana as the younger brother in Sri Rama's pastimes was not incongruous from the material viewpoint. But although he was the object of respect when he appeared as the elder brother of Krishna, he nevertheless always maintained the attitude of a subordinate servant. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Leela 5.135 to 137, it is stated, sometimes he serves Lord Chaitanya as his guru, sometimes as his friend, and sometimes as his servant, just as Lord Balarama played with Lord Krishna in these three different modes in Vraja. Playing like a bull, Lord Balarama fights with Krishna head to head. And sometimes Lord Krishna massages the feet of Lord Balaram. He considers himself a servant and knows Krishna to be his master. The previous statement was Lord Krishna massaging Lord Balarama's feet. But still, what is the mood of Lord Balaram? He considers himself a servant and knows Krishna to be his master. Thus, he regards himself as a fragment of his plenary portion. So, Lord Balaram always is in that servitor's mood, and he thinks himself to be always serving Lord Krishna. So there is a pastime. This is once our Duryodhana, he arranges a Swayamvara for his daughter Lakshmana. Lakshmana is a very, very, very qualified girl, and he wants her to get married, so he arranges a big Swayamvara. And who comes in the Swayamvara? Samba. Who is Samba? Samba is Lord Krishna's son, born of mother Jambavati. And Samba is, all of Krishna's sons are equally capable as Lord Krishna himself. And this Samba is very, very dear to Jambavati. So this Samba comes and he forcibly abducts Lakshmana. And he takes her. So when he's taking her in a chariot, now the Kauravas are, when this happens, the Kauravas are very, very annoyed because Lakshmana did not want to marry Samba. She would not have chosen him. So they all know this and they are now annoyed. How could Samba take Lakshmana away? So they decide. So these, now the Kauravas, including Bhishmadeva, Vidura, Arjuna also, they decide that they have to punish Samba. And what do? They want to imprison him. And so Duryodhana, Karna and other a couple of Maharathis, around 5 to 6 Maharathis. So Prabhupada in Krishna book explains nicely who is a Maharathi. A Maharathi is one person who single-handedly can fight with thousands of soldiers at a time. So each one of these was a Maharathi. So they all together, they attack Samba, who is also a Maharathi, but he is alone and all these are together. And Samba fights very fiercely for a very long time. He fights. But then what happens? Eventually, these people, these Kauravas, they attack his horses. And then they break his chariot. And they attack his charioteer also. So now Samba is forced to get down. And then they imprison him. And they put him. They imprison him. And now this news is relate to the Yadus by Narada Muni. And when the Yadus hear this, they become very agitated. And immediately, everybody under the direction of King Ugrasena, they decide that they have to form an army and they will go and attack the Kauravas to free Samba. But then at that moment, it is our Lord Balaram who comes and he says, no, let me go and try to make peace. These Kauravas are our own relatives. So let us go and try to make peace with them and see if they will release Samba and his wife. If they do that, there is no need for a war. So he handpicks a few of the Yadus like our Uddhava, and Balaram goes to Hastinapura. The Lord Balaram is looking so beautiful, so radiant. He comes and he stops his chariot at the entrance of Hastinapura and he asks Uddhava to go inside and talk to the Kauravas. So Uddhava goes and tells the Kauravas that Balaram is waiting outside and he wants to talk to them. And then the Kauravas are very happy because Balaram is the guru for Duryodhana. So they are so happy. They collect all the paraphernalia of worship and they come to the entrance of the city and they worship Balaram very nicely. And then they ask, what shall we do? What shall we do to please you? And now Balaram says, I have come with a clear instruction from Ugrasena. And he says, we know that you have imprisoned Samba in a very unjust way. All I'm asking is release Samba and his newly wedded wife I'll take them and go back to Dwarka. You don't need to do anything. So hearing this, the Kauravas, they become very angry. They are puffed up with pride and they become so angry. They start saying, oh, now the Yadus have started to dictate terms with us. They are commanding us to do stuff. So it is like the shoes which befit the feet has been placed on the head, which actually befits a crown. These Yadus have been given a province by our mercy. We have given them some place to rule. And now they think they can come and we are the emperors. And they can come and dictate terms to us. They can say, do this, do that. So this way, they threw words of insult at Balaram. Balaramji was very angry internally, but he controlled it. And all his anger, everything was not because he was getting insulted. It was because Krishna was the leader of the Yadus. And when they were insulting the Yadus, they were indirectly insulting Krishna. So this insult he could not take. He did not mind the insult to himself. And he said, oh Kauravas, you do realize that we as Yadus, we have the Swadharma assembly from heaven which has come. And who sits on that Swadharma assembly and rules? It is our Krishna who sits. Of course, Ugrasena is the king, but each and every Yadun is so in love with Krishna. They know they will just follow the words of Krishna. And he says, we have the Parijata tree which is from heaven. You do know that we have such powers. And who are you? And you are saying Krishna cannot command you. Is that what you're saying? And if that is your attitude, you need to be corrected. So this was what Balramji did with Romaharshana also, right? So when the attitude is wrong, Balramji as Adiguru corrects. So he said, now because your mentality is wrong, let me correct you. He says, and he takes his plow and he digs the surface of the earth. And with this digging, the entire Hastinapura is pulled by this full of Balram, and he drags it to the banks of the Ganges, thinking he will just dump Hastinapur in the Mother Ganges. When this is happening, the entire city trembles and people inside are very scared, and then the Kauravas come, they beg of apology, and then they beg for forgiveness, and they release Samba and Lakshmana. So this was one grave narration. There's one more very sweet pastime, the Supreme Lord, where Balramji is in an eternal servitor mode. Since this is Damodar month, we all can enjoy this pastime too. We know how Mother Yashoda ties our little Damodar, right, to the mortar. And when this was being done, Balramji was not there. So it's actually Lord Krishna himself who lets Mother Yashoda ties, but externally Mother Yashoda has successfully tied Lord baby Krishna to the mortar and she has gone to the kitchen and she is resuming her chores. So now Balram gets to hear that Krishna has been tied. Balram's anger is like, it has no limit. He is so angry. He says, who tied Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead? And he comes running and he sees, and this baby Krishna is tied to the mortar, and he was actually very softly weeping, but he sees the Balram and he knows, oh, Balram has come, let me do something. And he starts crying very profusely at Damodar. Oh, Balram, do you see? Do you see my plight? See what has happened to me? I've been tied this way. And everything, our little Krishna. And Balram gets more angry and he says, who tied you, Krishna? And then some boys over there say, you know who tied him? It's Mother Yashoda. And then Balramji is like, oh, Mother Yashoda. And a second ago, he was like a very powerful lion. He becomes like a timid mouse. But still, he says, no, no, I have to go defend Krishna. Let me try some things. Let me try some means to please Mother Yashoda and tell her. And he goes, and he first thinks he can throw a fit of anger at Mother Yashoda. He goes and he tells Mother Yashoda, Mother Yashoda, you have tied Krishna. Do you know who he is? He is Krishna's to Bhagavan Swayam. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is the source of all incarnations. He is the source of Vamana. He is the source of Matsya. He is the source of Kurma. He is the source of Narsingadeva. He is the source of everybody. And Mother Yashoda is like just looking at Balram. Oh, is it? He's the source of all incarnations. And when a cat cries, this little Yashoda, Krishna will come scare, like a scaredy cat. He comes and he hides behind me. He is the source of Narsingadeva. Oh, okay. Who are you, Balram, then? And then Balramji says, oh, you don't know me. I am Anantashesha. I am Sankarsana. With my anger, I can just burn this entire Vraja down and all that. And Mother Yashoda then slowly takes the stick with which she had scared our Krishna, whom the fear personified fears, that Supreme Personality had gotten scared of that stick. That stick Mother Yashoda takes and shows to Balram and says, Balram, you now quit. You go away from my kitchen. Otherwise, you're going to get beatings from me and you will also be tied to the mortar just like your little brother there. Hearing this, Balram scoots away. Of course, here he couldn't accomplish as much as he accomplished with the Kauravas in front of Mother Yashoda's that pure Vatsalya Rasa. But still, Balramji is always in the mood of servitorship and he tried his best. Okay, let's continue. I think, oh my God, it's 12. Sorry. Swami kari shabde se balena Krishna prati bhakti vina kakhanana haya anyamati. He addresses Krishna as Swami or Lord. His mind never deviates from devotional service. Srila Baladeva Prabhu addresses Krishna as Swami or Lord. Balarama does not think of anything other than the service of Krishna. Sehi Prabhu apane ananta mahashaya Nityananda Mahaprabhu janiha nishchaya. Know for certain that the Lord, known as Ananta, is non-different from Nityananda Prabhu. One should know that he who serves the Lord as Ananta is Nityananda. And one should know that the Lord who accepts the eternal service of his servant Nityananda is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The last verse for today. Ihate Nityananda Balarama Prati Bheda Drishti Hena Kare Sei Mudhamati. Therefore, anyone who discriminates between Nityananda and Balarama is certainly a fool. Sri Nityananda Prabhu is directly Lord Balarama. It is to be understood that the intelligence of one who considers Nityananda Prabhu as different from Balarama is polluted by the influence of illusory energy. So we all know the pastime of Meenaketana Ramadasa, who was an ardent devotee of Nityananda Prabhu. So this Meenaketana Ramadasa was so immersed in love for Nityananda Prabhu that he was always exhibiting ecstatic symptoms. And whenever he would, whenever people would see him, he would always have tears rolling from his eyes. And whenever people would see him, their eyes would be filled with tears. That was the power of this devotee of Nityananda Prabhu. And he would shout, Nityananda! And people around him would be filled with wonder and astonishment. So this Nityananda Prabhu once came to the house of Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami himself. And the priest in their house was Gunanava Mishra. This Gunanava Mishra was at that time worshipping the Krishna deity in their house. And he does not give proper respect to Meenaketana Ramadasa. So then Meenaketana Ramadasa feels a little sad and he says, oh, there is another Romaharshana Sutta in here. And Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami's brother was an ardent devotee of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But he had just a flickering faith in Nityananda Prabhu. So knowing this, our Srila Ramadasa felt very sad and he left that place. Then Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he feels so sad and he comes and chastises his brother. He says, how can you even differentiate between the two? These two are, they are, they have come just to deliver everybody, and they are the most merciful incarnations. And how can you differentiate Nityananda Prabhu from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? You cannot do this. So he says that he chastises and he feels very bad. And that night, in the dream of Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, our Nityananda Prabhu appears because he had chastised someone who was actually not paying the right respect to Nityananda Prabhu. Nityananda Prabhu showed mercy on Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. And he say, and the Lord appears so beautifully in Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami's dream. And he says, he gives one instruction to Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. He says, go to Vrindavana. And with this, followed the arrival of our beautiful Chaitanya Charitamrita. So, we have to respect Nityananda Prabhu. In fact, I am talking about myself here. Coming from a South Indian background, I never knew who Nityananda Prabhu was. Thank God to the devotees who pulled me, who gave me the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. And because of them, I got to know about Nityananda Prabhu. My heart is still stone-hearted. It is cold. I have no love for Nityananda Prabhu. But with all you Vaishnavas' mercy, I pray that I develop some love, some affection for Nityananda Prabhu so that my spiritual progress happens. With this, I end. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srila Gurudev ki jai, Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindubhyaiva cha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Thank you, Mataji and Prabhuji. Please,
Hare.
All the mistakes I did.
Hare Krishna, Mataji, Dandavat Pranam, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you so much, Mataji, for such a beautiful, beautiful class with very nice pastimes. Especially you were describing about Lord Anantha, Lord Balram's beautiful futures and his energies, everything that from fifth canto that you're reading, the translations were so beautiful, Mataji. Thank you so much for such a beautiful class and very nice pastimes that you have shared with us, that how Lord Balram pulled the Hastinapur with his plow and also with Mother Yashoda's pastime. Very, very nice, Mataji. Beautiful class. I really like how Nityananda has come to deliver those fallen people, those four kinds of people who does not surrender. I was thinking in Bhagavad Gita, there is the verse, right? The four kind of people who don't surrender. Those four kinds of people who don't surrender, that Lord Krishna was explaining to Arjuna. Here, these four kinds of people, I think they are covered.
So
nobody is escaped from Krishna. Mercy of Krishna. Either way, either, you know, who are pious, they get it. Who are not pious and who are foolish and lowest them on the mankind, they are getting through from Nityananda. So no one is escaped. Only that we need to, you know, get some mercy by the devotee's mercy. We can get this love of Krishna, love of Nityananda. Thank you. Thank you so much, Mataji, for such a beautiful class. I think Preeti Vilasni Mataji want to speak. Mataji, over to you.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Such a beautiful, beautiful class. I loved all the pastimes you said and with all the involvement that you did. It was really beautiful, Mataji. Loved everything. Thank you for the very, very wonderful class, Mataji. Very grateful to you for your association. I really enjoyed the class. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Mataji. Without your help, I couldn't have done the class. Thank you for pulling me out. And though I run away, you somehow engage me. Thank you so much, Mataji. While reading, I realized how fallen I am, but still at least with this 1 hour of and the few hours where I prepared for the class of getting engaged to read about the glories of Lord Nityananda, that itself was a big thing for me. Thank you so much, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you.
Thank you, Vinita Gandharvika Mataji, that comparison which you did. There when the Lord in Bhagavad Gita, when he talks about those four kinds of people, he says, leave them alone. And then he himself comes to deliver them.
And even there is one people who is distressed, right? Who are surrendered to Krishna. Who will be able to surrender to Krishna. Who is pious and who is distressed also can be surrendered to Krishna. Because of their distressedness, they will come. Here that distress is also covered in the four kind people who Lord Nityananda is going to show mercy. So he's not leaving those who are able to get mercy. He's taking those people also and he's giving the people who left out.
They were different.
Joined in the list. Everybody is there. It is said, right? There is one, I don't know who said this is, I heard it from speakers or somewhere. Like people like us who left India and we came to America, right? Like we want to enjoy more. I mean, in one sense, we want a lot of money. That's why we came here. So we left out our country and we came here, but still we are also caught into this love of Godhead. We are not pushed away.
Yes,
he also got it. Yeah. Wherever you go, you will not miss this. You will get caught. And you will be able to get Krishna's mercy. By devotee's mercy, we will get it. Thank
mercy
you. That's what I was meditating when you are explaining relating to Bhagavad Gita verses. Thank you, Mataji. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mataji.
Actually, Harita Mataji is driving back to the school, so that's why I have to take over from here. Is there anybody having any more questions, realizations? We have chat messages. Litangi Mataji was saying a beautiful class. Some other chat message is there. One second, I have to. I don't know why it is not going up. Yeah. Revati Mataji, thank you so much. Beautiful class. Lalitangi Mataji is a beautiful class. Yeah. Sumiravi Mataji also saying that to all of us. Yeah. Thank you. Is there anybody having any more questions, realizations for Mataji? Okay. If there are no more questions and realizations, we can end the call here. I would like to offer my obeisances to, Revati Mataji. Very nice examples you have given and completed. Compared various scriptures. Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Mataji. Yes, it was very nice to hear from different scriptures, Mataji. So beautiful. Very, very grateful to you, Mataji. I would like to offer my obeisances to you and all the Vaishnavas assembled on the call. Vancha Kalpataro, Bhyasya Kripa Sindhu, Bhya Vichapatitanam, Pavane Bhyo Vaishnavi, Bhyo Namo Nama, Ananta Koti Vaishnav Rindhi Ki Jai, Shri Ki Jai, Chinmayi Mataji Ki Jai.
Thank you to Srila Prabhupada, all glories to Srila.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Mataji.
Thank you all the devotees.